You're listening to SBS News.
Protests ring out across Pakistan, from the eastern city of Lahore to the capital in Islamabad. Lahore, the home of Pakistan's contentious former Prime Minister, Imran Khan, was shaken by a violent battle at Mr. Khan's personal residence. The tense standoff saw police attempt to arrest the former leader after the 70-year-old had repeatedly failed to attend hearings into charges that he unlawfully sold state gifts given to him by foreign dignitaries when he was Prime Minister. Mr. Khan has cited a variety of reasons, including security concerns and injuries from an assassination attempt last November, for not showing up to the hearings. He finally complied with judicial orders after the High Court in Islamabad decided to cancel the arrest warrant. While en route to court, he told his supporters in a video message that the government had been acting with malicious intent.
I'm on my way to court, a little late due to an accident. I want to say this. The government has a complete plan to arrest me, which proves their malicious intent. I've had a plan to appear in the court since the first day, but they attacked my residence and their goal was not to bring me to the court, but rather to put me in jail.
The former cricket star, who was in office from 2018 to 2022, became the first Prime Minister to be removed from office through a no-confidence motion, amid a constitutional crisis. He now faces a spate of legal challenges and has been sharply criticised by the new Pakistani leadership. Current Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif tweeted that Mr. Khan's antics of the last few days had laid bare his fascist and militant tendencies and accused him of using supporters as human shields. After he left for the capital, police raided Mr. Khan's home and reportedly arrested 61 of his supporters, with allegations of attacks against officers during the clashes. His supporters were outraged.
When the owner of the house is not home, how can you dare attack his house? He is going to appear in court. Did the police get permission to do all this?
The Pakistani government's provincial information minister, Amir Mir, says the raid is justified as they had received reports of extremist militants involved in the standoff, including members of the Islamic extremist group TNSM.
We received reports that there were also people from KP province and they are militants. We have also received one person's name who belongs to TNSM, and he is the right-hand man of late Maulana Sufi Muhammad. He has served 8 years in prison.
Imran Khan was furious at the news of the arrests, accusing the Pakistani government of contempt of court, violating the sanctity of his home, and violence against his domestic staff. Since he was ousted from office, Mr. Khan has demanded a snap election and has been holding protests across the country. The current Prime Minister has rejected Khan's demands, saying an election would be held as scheduled later this year. Imran Khan says he is now facing 96 cases against him across the country, including a terrorist charge for remarks made against political rivals, including a judge, at one of his rallies. The opposition leader denies all charges and has told the BBC that he believes this is a conspiracy to ruin his chances in the upcoming election.
Are you more worried about prison or are you more worried about being disqualified from running in the future?
It's not disqualified. Putting in prison means that they will keep me out of the election race right till the end of the elections. So I won't be able to campaign. That's the whole thing.
Mr. Khan's aide told Reuters that the crowd of protesters made it impossible for the former leader to enter the judicial facility, and he was ultimately allowed by the judge to sign his presence from the vehicle. He then left to return home to Lahore. There have been no further updates from the High Court regarding the further legal proceedings. The political unrest comes as Pakistan struggles with a severe economic crisis, as it awaits a bailout package of $1.1 billion from the IMF. Sam Dover, SBS News.